Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second, the shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Lamott reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Bassler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamott. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive towards left. Wingo chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Wingo. Robertson moves to second. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Basler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lamott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Lamott reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Lamott moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Williams steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamott scores. McManus moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bassler for a passed ball. Jacobson moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Lamott hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Williams moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Ed Wells. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Les Burke pinch hits for Frank O'Rourke. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Burke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Burke tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dixon to McManus covering second. The throw back to home, and Burke is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Burke now playing second base. Rip Collins now pitching. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Lamott bunts for a single. Evans moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Evans trying to get to home. Wingo throws the ball into Basler who tags Evans, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lamott moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Rip Collins. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hooks Dawes now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Harry Rice pinch hits for Baby Doll Jacobson. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robertson hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice now playing center field. Joe Evans now playing left field. Jack Tobin now playing right field. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wingo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Cobb is walked intentionally. Burke moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burke scores. Wingo moves to third. Cobb moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.